Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Friday, the fourth day of June 2004. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got 2 hours left. And we're going to get into the Bilderberg Group meeting, the global ruler meeting that's going on right now in Italy. Got a bunch of big developments there. Also, this headline I mentioned in the first hour, U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. Also, the Patriot search, buying a home, prepare to pay to have your name checked against a government list of suspected terrorists or for other crimes. That's Newsweek. Newsweek earlier this week came out with the future of shopping, implantable chips under your skin. It's no big deal. Just accept it. Bill Clinton says Bush is just doing what he said he'd do. He likes Bush. Loves Bush. He says the war's good. Bill Clinton. We will also get into Turkish state minister leaves for Italy for Bilderberg Group meeting. That is out of the major Turkish newspaper. Members of Dutch Labor Party at 52nd Bilderberg Conference. This is out of the Netherlands Telegraph, their biggest newspaper. Bilderberg 2004 full participant list. BBC, if you think Bilderberg has power, you're with McVeigh and Bin Laden. And much, much more. But right now, let's get through all these callers that have been patiently holding. Let's talk to BJ in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a longtime patriot and listener of talk radio, including yours, and I also watch the 700 Club with Pat Robertson. And I would like to make a correction on something you mentioned the other day about him saying that, you know, the microchip tracking system is good. I watch him nearly every day, and he has repeatedly talked against that. I mean, he's against it.
Okay, let me stop you. I have listeners that send me videos, and I pop them in, and I've probably seen him say 3 or 4 times that the microchip is bad. Then I have him on tape. I have this on tape.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, it's not the mark of the beast. It's not bad. And then yesterday we played him saying that, you know, these enemy combatants, no Fifth Amendment. Well, that's really a good thing. Did you not hear that?
I've never heard him say that.
Well,
I do know a lot of people take. They might not get the whole thing. They take
Ma'am, did you hear him 3 years ago say that China's doing what it has to do with the forced abortion and infanticide?
No. He is against abortion. He's totally against abortion.
Ma'am, he said it on CNN, his face, and then his CBN clarification was, well, China's got all these people. They've got to have more aggressive Planned Parenthood.
Well, I don't know what the deal was. Maybe, I don't know, somebody gave, I don't know what the deal was, but I mean, I've heard him. I mean, I've listened to him for many years. And
okay,
on the 700
well, have you
Club,
heard, ma'am, have you heard Jay Sekulow saying the Patriot Act's good?
No, I have not heard him say that.
Okay, well, believe me, I have.
But I do know that he does stand up for a lot of, you know, patriots and you know, as far as, like, keeping the Ten Commandments, you know, on our public places, you know. I mean, he does help a lot of people with that. I do know that.
Look,
and,
I'm trying
and
to get...
And, like, even with you, some things you say can be... I've heard people say that, you know, taken out of context. And, you know, that could have happened. You know, it really could have. The reason I started watching Pat Robertson was for my own information. You know, because I heard, you know, people say different things about
well,
it.
Ma'am,
and I started
let me
watching.
Ask you a question. You didn't hear about the big controversy 3 years ago with abortion?
No. I mean, he's always talked against abortion.
Yeah, ma'am, but
from what I've seen.
That he said on CNN that China was doing what it had to do. That's
well, I don't know. He could have possibly meant, you know, something else.
He was talking about what they were doing in that country. Specifically, I can even try to pull up the old article.
Well, I don't know. It's just
okay. You didn't hear him, did you? Well, you obviously heard yesterday because you're calling about it. You didn't hear us play the clip where he was talking about, well, you know, the Fifth Amendment's fine, but these people are terrorists, and you know they don't deserve the same rights, and this stuff's good. And you
well,
didn't
like
hear
that. I said, it might not have been the whole thing, because I do know people they'll pull out part of what he says, but not the rest of it, and it can make him look bad. Like there's a late TV show called, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, and he does that with Pat Robertson all the time. He'll have something on there, and which makes Pat Robertson just look like an idiot. And I'm not necessarily standing up for Pat Robertson. I don't know the man.
Okay,
you know, he's not my father, but
I hear you. I appreciate the call. More calls coming up. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxiety you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight. Thank you for joining us. Let's get through some more of these calls, then I'll get into the Bilderberg Group developments. Very interesting, as well as the Patriot Act, what they're doing with that. Let's go ahead. Well, before I go to George in Texas and Joe and Dylan and Danny and others, the last caller, a lady from Missouri, BJ, she was saying, you know, I haven't heard Pat Robertson say all this stuff. Well, I have it on videotape, okay? And, you know, he says a lot of things that are true, a lot of things that are great. And then they mix into all this, well, George Bush is our savior, and you know, he's going to keep us safe from all this stuff, and these secret arrests are good, and you know, that's basically the line that we're getting, and I'm sorry, it's on the record. And he's not a tenth as bad as some of these so-called neocon preachers that are up there, you know, promoting this whole police state. But they won't talk for a minute that FEMA is out there quietly training the police that Christians, gun owners, conservatives are terrorists. But I have FEMA on video. I have their own documents. I have their own training manuals. It's all in the Road to Tyranny. Very scary stuff. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Have you read in the annual guide for hunting and fishing the requirements of the collection of the Social Security number? On page 29 of this year's book, it says, Social Security numbers required by law. The collection of the Social Security number is mandated by the federal government. Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has no option but to comply with federal law and collect the numbers from the purchasers of licenses.
And, of course, the federal government's own 1986 Privacy Act says it's illegal for any federal or state agency or anyone else to use a Social Security number as an identifying number. But, yes, for the last, what, 6-7 years, when you go buy a hunting license or fishing license, they scan your ID card.
Okay.
And let me finish.
Okay.
And if you have any warrants, if you haven't paid child support, you name it, you're not allowed to have a card, and just for trying to get one, you were supposed to know that was illegal, so that's a criminal charge, and that's the point. Databases to do anything, to buy a house, to buy a car, and this is all part of, it's really a gun registration program, and yes, sir, I am aware of that.
Okay, let me read this last sentence. Your Social Security number is required to be collected for the purpose of child support collection enforcement under federal statute 42 United States Code, section 666. And this is on page 29.
Now, I know. The subsection in there to do that is 666. It's always a big joke. The subsection where they'd arrest any protesters for life in Bill 742 in Oregon would amend chapter 666. It's always a little sick joke that they throw in there. And you notice I just mentioned child support and you brought that up. They always have an excuse. The federal excuse to put in FEMA takeover boxes in 97 of all radio and TV stations was, quote, to find missing children. Now they admit it's for everything, anti-gun reports, tattletale reports, all that, federal, you know, newscast taking over whenever they want. Same thing with this. Oh, it's to stop, you know, deadbeat dads, but then it's all other crimes as well when you try to get a license. Go ahead.
And since this is a federal law, this applies in all the states. It's not just Texas.
Is that the little hunting and fishing manual that they give out free that's got a picture of a white-tailed deer and some quail on the front?
Correct. Every year, if you go to buy a license,
yeah, they hand those out.
Stores, and it's right there on page 29. And it's in. And if anybody disputes it, they can go to their local store, wherever they would buy a license, and read it for themselves, because I'm sure every state would have that. I have one other thing. I'm a cattle rancher out here.
Well, let me stop you. I bought a fishing license in Minnesota 2 years ago, and I was up there visiting the network, and had to do it there, too, but go ahead.
The RFID is coming. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted a requirement.
All livestock, from chickens to cows to goats to pigs, are going to have a tracker chip.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And this is this year, later on this year.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they always try it out on livestock first to see how much flack they get.
Every week I see a big newspaper going, this lady found her cat 5 years later, it had a chip in it. Shouldn't children have chips?
Right, and then they do it by a fiat of the of a bureaucracy. They don't, in this case, the RFID for cattle is just in the Federal Registry, a decree by the USDA.
It's just like Walmart says, all our suppliers have to have implantable chips hidden in the product, and then they're the, you know, they're like, what, 35% of all retail sales, so all suppliers have to unify that, not just for Walmart, but for everybody, and then they set the standard.
And by the way, the author of Section 666, Lamar Smith, a congressman.
From right here in San Antonio, yeah.
Right, they're having their big convention this weekend down there in San Antonio.
A wicked devil.
I wish a bunch of us would go down there and crash their convention and hand out tapes, because a lot of Republicans are good people. They're just being deceived. Here it is right in their face. Section 666. How dare they? How dare they?
I hear you, my friend. You say that's page 22 of the Fish and Wildlife pamphlet?
Page 29. And it'll be there, I guess, in every year. This was last year's. So I don't even buy a license anymore. Heck with it. I'm not going to participate. And all I need to do is read Revelation. There's a whole verse on 666.
I hear you, my friend, and they let you know, don't they? No, but thanks for the call, George. Look, it's happening. And in almost every state, these draconian laws about tracking and tracing or secret arrest, if it's something really horrible, it's almost always 666. Go to your legislature, your state legislature's website. Go look at the state code 666. It's never something about, you know, gas pipelines or city streets or, you know, some innocuous thing. It's always some secret arrest or tracking law or gun confiscation law. I mean, it's always some really scary thing. And why is that? I don't know. I mean, it's bizarro. Truth is stranger than fiction. And, we just put up with it. We just show up to get our license 1 year to go fishing and, slap your card, 6666. I had seen that. It's one of the myriad things I think about and then I forget about because there's so much going on. Johanna in Colorado, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all the great work you're doing in exposing the evil that surrounds us. I have a question about the immunizations and the cancer that's being put in them.
Yes.
Where can I get specific information? I'm a nanny for a six-week-old baby, and she's getting ready to allow them to inject him with all this poison, and I wanted to get her on a site where she can get the information.
Okay. I have told my webmaster, Paul Watson, at Infinitum, and he does a great job. I can't complain. I have requested the boss, my wife, who does Infowars.com, to create a vaccine section. Now, in the older sites, we redesign every few years, did have that. It's buried in a deep archive, needs to be updated. Every week or so, I read some new article where, you know, big newspapers are admitting they found cancer viruses in it, or they found hormones to sterilize women in it. Or I open up, some major newspaper, and it says, strangely enough, the new flu shot has 215 times safe levels of thimerosal. They've actually added more mercury. So I have all those articles, and then I get them, and we post them on the main page, and then we move on, and then it gets buried. And yes, that is one of the most... We've got to build that. Paul, you could do it in an hour. Just do some web searches on cancer and the vaccines, on the thimerosal, that ABC report from a few months ago where the CDC's own documents admit it. Hundreds of times safe levels, all of that, just maybe post 10, 15 articles on that. We've got to get that done. I give them so much work to do, and that one keeps falling through the cracks, but I don't have it here in front of me, and I should. And by the way, we should also add the Dr. Henry Kissinger CIA document that was declassified in 92, written in 73, where they ordered the Third World to sterilize half their women if they wanted IMF World Bank money. So all that stuff should be there.
Right. So how can we find it then?
Do you have a computer?
She does. The mother of the baby.
Okay. Tell her to type in cancer viruses in vaccines. Have her type in mercury in vaccines. And tens of thousands of things will come up. And most of it will be CBS, AP, Reuters, BBC. And she add medical report or Journal of Medicine report, if you want to get scientific reports, the hundreds of those will pop up. But that's how you do it.
Medical report and scientific report?
Well, yeah, I mean, add something like cancer viruses and vaccines, medical journal. You know, if you want medical journals, you want to actually read a 200-page medical journal. Or really have the facts. Or if you just want to hear, there's been some questions. They found some more cancer viruses, and they're very deadly, but they've said they fixed the problem. It was all accidental. Just, you'll find that, like, in CBS News.
Right. What she's reading now is, I've given her a bunch of books by doctors, but now the new parenting magazines are coming out saying that, that's just a bunch of kooks out there trying to scare people, and it's really all just fine and safe, and... So I think she's leaning.
And by the way, we're sponsored by Eli Lilly.
Great.
That's what they'll do. You notice those big parenting magazines, it'll say every other page is drugs for your kids. These injections are good. By the way, so's Ritalin on, page 5, and so is Prozac for kids on page 10, and, half the ads in there are drugs for your children. The vaccine makers are, basically paying for the magazine's publication.
Right.
Yeah, point that out to her, and then have her point. Type in. Show her the Ritalin ad in the magazine, and then go. Okay, type in Ritalin side effects in children. Medical reports will pop up: heart enlargement, brain shrinkage, retardation of growth, retardation of mind, hypertension. All the same side effects you get from snorting methamphetamine.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And again, Yahweh bless you and keep you.
Thank you. And that's full spectrum psychological warfare. To go, okay, well, how do you know this magazine's got an agenda? Well, okay, half the ads in it are from the very drug company selling the vaccines. So they're telling you a vaccine's good, they're telling you Ritalin's good, and right next to it is a $300,000 full-page ad for Ritalin.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Johanna, who just called earlier, I just called my webmaster in England for PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and I told him I want a big cancer virus, mercury in the vaccine, global population control section. And so they're going to try to build that. Because what happens is we post these articles on the main page, they go into the archive, and then it takes a lot of time to find them in the archives.
That's why I suggest you look at the websites every day. Because it's, but with a search engine, you can do wonders. But we're going to build that special subsection. I've wanted it for a while. It's just fallen through the cracks. So that'll be coming up for you, hopefully, by early next week. I'll try to stay on it. Tell you what, go to prisonplanet.com, go to the contact webmaster, and help us search Google and send all your mainstream and government documents on cancer viruses and the vaccines to Paul Watson, and we'll post those too. So instead of 20 articles, you know, because they'll spend a couple hours finding those, we can put a couple hundred on there, give Paul lots of work to do. I can talk to my wife, too, and say, baby, will you please build that cancer virus section I've been asking for a year? But she gets so busy. I mean, they just do. There's so much. Just updating these websites every day takes hours and hours and hours and hours. Maybe I should create a cancer virus website and just have all that there. But then you have to build the traffic up on that website. And I don't know. More servers and more webmasters and more money. Let's go ahead and talk to, dole out more money for all that, folks. Let's talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend.
You're doing a great job today. That one woman who called a while back talking about Pat Roberts, she sounded pretty intelligent. I think she just needs to lay off the television. You pay too much attention to television, you start calling our country a democracy and things like that. I have a couple of points with examples. We're not the rebels here. We're not the revolutionaries. And I'm not outrageous because I said that a Texas sheriff in Jim Hogg County warned of foreign troops in their border county.
Well, that was actually in the Associated Press.
And then 3 days later, he comes back and arrests members of Ranch Rescue. And
you were down there exposing all of this.
Yeah, www.ranchrescue.com has all these articles of mainstream news articles, Washington Times, Houston Chronicle. Also, I'm not outrageous for mentioning that Senator Hillary Clinton on the Armed Forces Committee asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's General Richard Myers, why are hundreds of servicemen on backlog awaiting testing at Fort Dix, New Jersey for depleted uranium exposure? And why is the military not following directives?
But you notice that her husband used all this stuff, and then she comes out against it. That way conservatives who know that she's bad news go, oh, it must be a lie of Hillary's doing it. See how they play that game?
Well, you know, if someone needs some other sources, what about the retired Colonel Asaf Durakovic, who was the Army's and the Department of Veteran Affairs top expert in the field of rare illness? News in Sydney for
unfortunately,
servicemen.
Unfortunately, all of what you just said cut out. Your cell phone's having problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in the New York, I heard part of that. He was in the New York Daily News. They did the blood test and found incredible levels of uranium in the troops. Yeah, it's all admitted.
So, and then also Dr. Rocky, R-O-K-K-E, retired Major Doug Rocky, former U.S. Army depleted uranium project director, stated that 221,000-plus casualties resulted from Gulf War I and 10,000-plus Gulf War I servicemen are now dead. I have one question for you, Alex, because it's a real good thing I like to mention to people. It was brought up earlier by someone else.
Go ahead and bring it up. We're almost out of time.
Where can I get statistics on when populations are industrialized, they stop growing?
Man, that's all over the place. Just type in your keyword search. They have billboards up in Germany telling people to have children. I think they're having like an average of 1.2 children there. Well, if you got two parents, they have 1.2 children. There are huge cities that are like partial ghost towns. France, I think, has like 1.6 children. England has like 1.8 children. The U.S., the indigenous population, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, has about 1.7 children, but then we have the giant immigrant influx, so we grow about 2-3% a year. But once a country industrializes, its population growth goes into a negative dive.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, that's just all, I mean, that's out there. That's all over the place. Just keyword searches, folks, on your major search engines. And Google ought to pay me as a sponsor. Even though Google's pretty New World Order, folks. They're the best search engine I know of. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I've never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop dishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essential. What if I told you I'm about to save you all the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in a liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. ProVitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. ProVitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for your entire family. Call now and get your ProVitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me get into some Bilderberg Group news and some of the Patriot Act criminal activities that are going on by this illegal, illegitimate dictatorship. And then we'll get back to your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for Dylan and others, Danny and others that are patiently holding. To answer Dylan's question from the last segment, type into a search engine, Western populations declining, Western populations dying. I mean, that's what Buchanan's whole book, Death of the West, is about. And you'll get all the statistics. So type in Western population statistics. Western population births and deaths. And, I mean, I see those articles probably once a month. Huge declines all over the Western world. And also, not just the Western world. Japan is even worse than a lot of Western countries. They have a plunging, I forget the numbers with them. I think it's like one child. I only think it's 1.1, but I'm going from memory. It's the worst. Japan is the worst. They are dying. There won't be any Japanese in a couple generations at this rate. And so the the globalists say we've got to stop industrialization, for the general public. We've got to take over. We've got to have sustainability, which is a code word for feudalism. We've got to do all this in the third world. We need to go back to the agrarian society. That's what causes people to have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children, which I think is fine, frankly. We got, that's your right to do that. And we've actually, the statistics show we've got plenty of land. It's some of the industrial practices that have been bad for the environment, but they're now being cleaned up. So it's really a fraud, folks. But going back to the agrarian society, the farming society, that you have a bunch of children because usually about a third of them would die with no, science of prenatal care. And on top of that, that was your hands to work the fields and take care of you in old age. But for those that are telling the West not to have children, I mean, come on. Oh, there's too many children in the world. I shouldn't have children. The West is dying. Japan is dying. Every other country that's been industrialized for more than 50 years is dying at a massive rate. All right, I don't want to get off into that all day long here. Let me cover this Patriot Act story from Newsweek, then I'll get into the Bilderberg Group news. Now, again, I'm not tooting my horn, but they have to announce this years after once it's already in place, and they just incrementally condition you to it. I read the Patriot Act. Every car you buy, house you buy, you sell, your renters, everything you do, your bank accounts, being scanned by the NSA, given to local police, has nothing to do with terror. It flags you if you haven't paid tickets or if you have warrants or they profile you for social services to come after you. I mean, it's serious business. And this is a Newsweek putting their spin on it. The Patriot search, buying a home, prepare to pay. You have to pay for it to have your name checked against a government list of suspected terrorists. But you see, that's the lie. It's not. It's really true in lawyer speak, but the spirit of the law is a lie. Yes, we're all terrorists under Section 802. If you're suspected of a misdemeanor, non-terror related, you're a terrorist. So I guess that statement in a way is true. Yes, to check and see if you're a terrorist, if you've ever committed a misdemeanor. Or have bad credit, by the way. The whole CAPS 2 system to fly, they check that as well. Buying a home can be stressful, expensive, and bewildering, essentially. A humorist Dave Barry wrote in his 1988 book, Homes and Other Black Holes, what you must do in the ritual closing ceremony is go into a small room and write large checks to total strangers according to tradition. Anybody may ask you for a check for any amount, and you may not refuse. He may have been joking, but the number of checks homeowners and buyers are being asked to write has recently increased by one. So see, they just, this is part of the harassment. This is just part of life. Ha, ha, ha. It's kind of fun. With the passage of the Patriot Act of 2001, which required the financial institutions to create anti-money laundering systems, compliance programs, anyone purchasing property must be checked against a list of names of known and suspected terrorists. That list has been around since before the September 11th attacks. Oh, really? But increasingly, the ritual closing ceremony has involved writing yet another check to the title company that runs a home buyer's name against the list. What's behind it? The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control maintains the specifically designated nationals, list of people blocked from participating in any transaction or dealing in property or interest. So see now, if you have any crimes, you won't be able to buy or sell within the United States. So just like buying the hunting license. Hadn't paid your tickets, can't have one. These people have been identified to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. And they bracket that. They don't continue. I read the subsection. It gets into all crimes. According to White House Executive Order 13224, which was issued September 24, 2001, although the blocked persons list has been around in some form for about a decade, under the order, private individuals, be they jewelers, pawnbrokers, or suburban families, buying or selling property are now considered financial institutions. Yeah, when you go to Half Price Books in Austin to sell your books, they mark down what you're selling them, what it is, your name, and that's all. And it's actually a police department registry book. It's all part of the freedom, folks, because you're a financial institution. And the responsibility has fallen to the title companies to check all parties involved in the transaction against the list. So that's indentured servitude. The SDN list has been around for years, obviously, since 9/11. The use of charities and banks and different organizations for terrorists to move money have brought it more to light in recent years, says Molly Miller-Wise, a Treasury spokeswoman, explaining why home buyers in the heartland are considered financial institutions under the jurisdiction of the Office of Foreign Assets. See, it's all admiralty law. You're a foreigner. You're an enemy combatant. We're all enemy combatants. Then we're brought outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution. She says the Office of Foreign Asset Control, terrorists, she says, use property to launder money. But some lawyers and civil libertarians question the assertion. It's not a valid liquid investment, says Ann von Egan of the American Land Title Association. You would have to, if you planned on laundering money through real estate, make sure your appreciation is better than the cost of your transaction. Again, folks, this is amazing. You know, we all hear about how when you go get a library book, they track that. Not just the library. It's bookstores, period. And we've read the cases on air in the last month where a British citizen, a white guy, imagine how bad it is if you happen to be an Arab, comes in and they think he may not have paid off a car for $2,000. That's on his credit report. They arrested him, this is the Associated Press, for 24 hours with no water because he had bad credit. Then it turned out he had paid off the car. It was a mistake. I mean, I see these reports all the time. Type in CAPS 2 looks at your credit, and it'll pop up, you know, ABC News, all of it, where it says, oh, your credit means you get a search, a strip search. You know, that's a sign of terrorism now. No, it's a sign of them setting up debtors' prisons. So, I mean, this is your new freedom, more tracked than the Nazis ever dreamed of tracking people. Okay, I want to get into the Bilderberg Group articles here. This is all really, really important. We'll get to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Number one, the Bilderberg Group was set up in the early 1950s at the Bilderberg Hotel. The group had already been meeting long before. A top Dutch Nazi, the Prince, set it up. And the British royalty, the Dutch royalty, the French royalty, the Saudi royalty all goes. It admitted, you know, Reuters has reported the Rothschilds land by armored helicopter, the Rockefellers land, and there's only a couple hundred members, and then a few senators, a few members of parliament from different countries will show up, and they're questioned and quizzed and told about the agenda, and they say they'll go along with it. Suddenly, they're going to be in the front pages of the paper. They'll be your next prime minister, chancellor. This is all admitted. Now, just 5 years ago, you talk about Bilderberg Group, it didn't exist. The news would attack you and say that you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, now it's all over the foreign press. And we have the Netherlands Telegraph, their biggest paper, translated from the Dutch on prisonplanet.com. Members of Dutch Labor Party at 52nd Bilderberg Conference, and they just report it like it's no big deal. Our world leaders are there making decisions. They'll then give the orders to the ministers. They'll go to the G8 and direct the policy at more of a micromanaged level next week. And then it goes into the other lower-level management bodies of the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations that are multi-thousand members. But let me just read the comments that we put in here for over this BBC article. And let me cover this first. We also have Turkish Newsline, the equivalent of their AP. Turkish State Minister leaves for Italy. Turkish State Minister Ali Babacan left on Thursday for Italy to attend a Bilderberg conference 2004. And they just report it like it's no big deal. Limbaugh says it doesn't exist, even though the CFR publishes his books. Turkish State Minister Al-Bakan left on Thursday for Italy to attend the Bilderberg conference. He is expected to return to Turkey on Sunday. Speeches made at the Bilderberg Conference are kept secret as a condition. These meetings are named after the hotel in the Netherlands where the first of the meetings was held in 54. Press is not allowed to cover the meeting. The venue and date of the meeting is also kept secret. And then here's the Netherlands major newspaper admitting all of it. But now here's BBC. Now, the BBC last year admitted that they're basically running things from the Bilderberg Group. But the new punished, taken over BBC says that's not true. This is our comments. BBC, if you think Bilderberg has power, you're with McVeigh and Bin Laden. And a few months ago, the Harvard Journal came out and said that if you believe in world government, you're secretly a Nazi, as world government's being announced on the news. Don't read this nightmare piece of journalism before you go to bed. You'll have bad dreams. This criminally bad report links anyone that thinks Bilderbergs have power with world-renowned terrorists. There's also the rudimentary Jewish conspiracy tactic used, a pathetic, worn-out attempt to brand anyone who thinks 200 world leaders meeting in secret is interesting as a racist. If Bilderberger has no power, perhaps Jonathan Duffy, the writer, can explain to me how Bilderberg's own archives discuss the creation of the EU and the single currency years before the EU even existed. Perhaps Mr. Duffy should talk to his colleagues at the BBC because they reported on it a year ago. But then again, actually doing some real investigation and simple reading seems to be beyond Mr. Duffy. This is why he goes to self-proclaimed experts on conspiracy theory to spoon-feed him the naive, bubble-wrapped fallacy that powerful people do not exercise power. Of course they don't. And that anyone who believes they do is working with Al-Qaeda. Shouldn't we expect that the rich and powerful organize things in their own interest? It's called capitalism. No, my friend, it's called dictatorship. Look in the dictionary. And then continuing, Bilderberg, the ultimate conspiracy theory. This is from BBC. The Bilderberg Group, an elite group of Western thinkers and power brokers, has been accused of fixing the fate of the world behind closed doors as the organization marks its 50th anniversary. Rumors are more rife than ever. Rumors? Our people sneak in there and then tell us a year in advance of what's going to happen, and it happens right on time. Given its reputation as perhaps the most powerful organization in the world, the Bilderberg Group doesn't go a bundle on its switchboard operations. Ha ha ha. Telephone inquiries are met with an impersonal female voice, the Dutch equivalent of the BT Calminder woman, reciting back the number and inviting callers to leave a message after the tone. Anyone who accidentally dialed the number would probably think they had stumbled onto just another residential answering machine. Oh, see, the Bilderberg Group's no big deal. You know, mafia groups should have big public offices. But behind this ultra-modest facade lies one of the most controversial and hotly debated alliances of our times. On Thursday, the Bilderberg Group marks its 50th anniversary, that's yesterday, with the start of its yearly meeting. For three and a half. The West's chief political movers, business leaders, bankers, industrialists, and strategic thinkers will hunker down in a five-star hotel in northern Italy to talk about global issues. What sets Bilderberg apart from the high-powered get-toughers, such as the annual World Economic Forum, is its mystique. Well, it's all the same people. Not a word of what is said at Bilderberg meeting can be breathed outside. No reporters are invited in, and with confidential minutes of meetings are taken, names are not noted. The shadowy aura expands further. The anonymous answering phone message, for example, the fact that the conference venues are kept secret, the group, which includes luminaries such as Henry Kissinger, former UK Chancellor Kenneth Clark, does not even have a website. In the void created by such aloofness, an extraordinary conspiracy theory, where it gets good, has grown up around the group that alleges the fate of the world is largely decided by Bilderberg. In Yugoslavia, leading Serbs have blamed Bilderberg for triggering the war which led to the downfall of Slobodan Milosevic. Well, Tucker said that was going to happen. He got the info from inside again. The Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, the London nail bomber David Copeland, and Osama bin Laden are all said to have been brought into the theory that Bilderberg pulls the strings with which national governments dance. Well, bin Laden's CIA. He was used by them to attack the Serbs. That's a Senate report by Republicans. Oh, but I read Senate reports. You don't. So see right there. Ooh, McVeigh, bin Laden. Ooh, they talk about it. Ooh, maybe you're with them. And while hardline right-wingers and libertarians... Oh, so now if you're a libertarian, pretty mainstream, you're with a right-winger, you're... Listen, continues. All while hardline right-wingers and libertarians accuse Bilderberg of being a liberal Zionist plot. Libertarians don't do that. Leftists such as activist Tony Gosling are equally critical. So see, oh, yes, it's everybody. It's all secretly evil. A former journalist, Mr. Gosling, runs a campaign against the group from his home in Bristol. My main problem is the secrecy. When so many people with so much power get together in one place, I think we are owed an explanation of what is going on. Mr. Gosling seizes on a quote of Will Hutton, the British economist and former Bilderberg delegate, who linked it to the annual WEF gathering where the consensus established in the backdrop against which policy is made worldwide. That's the British top of British economists saying that. One of the first places I heard about the determination of U.S. forces to attack Iraq was from leaks that came out of the 2002 Bilderberg meeting, Mr. Gosling said. Yeah, big Jim Tucker, 26 years infiltrating it. But privacy rather than secrecy is key to such meetings, says Financial Times journalist Martin Wolf, who has been invited several times to non-reporting role. Oh, but you can't report. Why is that? Oh, but he's a member now, so it's okay. The idea that such meetings cannot be held in private is fundamentally totalitarian. You're the guy setting up the totalitarian system that want to know everything we're saying and doing, buddy. It's not an executive body. No decisions are taken there. They set the policy, as the top economist who's a member just said. As an up-and-coming statesman in the 50s, Dennis Healey, who went on to become a labor chancellor, was one of the four founding members of the Bilderberg, which was named after the hotel in Holland where the meeting was first held. His response to claims that Bilderberg exerts a shadowy hand on the global tiller is met with charismatic bluntness and expletive. There's absolutely nothing to it. We never sought to create reach a consensus on the big issues at Bilderberg. It's simply a place to discern. For discussion, says Lord Healy. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dig up the articles 5-6 years ago in the BBC and Reuters where they went, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Evil racists say it does. I mean, that was the line. It doesn't exist. Now it's, oh, it exists because you exposed it, but you're either an evil leftist or an evil libertarian or a Nazi or worse if you even talk about it. It says the activists have seized on Bilderberg is no surprise to Alasdair Spark, an expert on conspiracy theories. Quote, the idea that a shadowy clique is running the world is nothing new. For hundreds of years, people have believed the world was governed by a cabal of Jews. See, they try to bring that race thing into it. Shouldn't we expect that rich and powerful organize things in their own interest? It's called capitalism. No, sir, it's called dictatorship. And literally, we've had our spies in there. American Free Press has. They've gotten the documents out. They set the policy. No, Bush, you will not invade in 2002. You'll invade in 2003. You know, we're going to have a war in the Balkans. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I mean, it's literally 200 lords and kings and queens and Rothschilds and Rockefellers. It's admitted. And they sit in there, and then all the CFR and Trilateral Commission heads are there, and then they go back to their, you know, to the 2,000 member groups and 500 member groups, and they all sit as the bank chairman and the heads of industry and the heads of government and universities, and they set the policy. I mean, this is how it works. The CFR brags about it in their own publication, Foreign Affairs, bimonthly. New World Order, this, global government, that, global tax, this, global tax, that. The Bilderbergers have now bragged in the last 2 years and released their own corporate minutes from their first meeting in 54, and it said, we will create an EU. We will have a world cashless society. We will control everything. I mean, this is released. But no, there's no, the elite doesn't want more power. They don't run anything. They don't do anything. And then the last quote is, the last quote in the article is, well, yes, shouldn't we expect that rich and powerful organize things in their own interest? Then they just admit it at the end of it. Kind of a, you know, c'est la vie. Look, I know we have loaded phone lines, and I'll get to Danny and Chris and Tony and Rich and Bill and others as soon as we start the third hour of Global Transmission. I got some more on Bilderberg Group here, too, and I want to get into Big Brother is Driving You. This is out of the New Haven Advocate. Yeah, we need to go ahead and have satellite tagging and tracking and taxation, and yeah, it's good for you. Big Brother's going to watch you, and we're going to have cameras in the cars, too. It's all wonderful. We'll get into that. And just a whole plethora of other vital news and information I haven't even gotten to after we take some calls. But as I close out this second hour, if you want to expose the globalists, if you want to know the truth about 9/11, if you want to help expose the murderers, those that are guilty, the globalists, you need to get my film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of it, The Masters of Terror. Both are over 2 hours long. Very well produced. You need to have them. Very well documented. And we carry a bunch of other videos and books on 9/11. Eric Hufschmidt's videos and books. George Humphrey's books and books on tape that are excellent. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com today. Don't procrastinate. Order via our safe, secure shopping cart, because they're not just great materials. We also need your support, folks, to continue what we're doing. So get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get my videos. You're authorized to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Air them on Access TV. Wake the country up. The country is ripe for the truth. Toll-free number to order my videos or books or any of it or to ask questions is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And the videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. You can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's only you and I, my friends, that stand between the sheep out there and the globalist masters. We got to wake these sheeple up. We'll be right back with the third hour. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.